So welcome to step 8 on your road to mastery. By now you'll have discovered that you have a powerful grasp on actually a very sophisticated process. You're going to take this process and you're going to refine it even further by adding the trance processes that you discovered on CD 11 entitled Conversational Trance Formulas, Getting What You Want. At this point, you start becoming very strategic in your thinking, very strategic in the way you communicate with people, because you start layering in the trance processes that actually get the results that you're looking for. These trance processes will give your whole hypnotic interaction an even more polished structure. This polish is very important because it allows you to very carefully choose what you include and what you exclude. And by the way, this is very important. Just because you can do all these things at the same time doesn't mean that you have to. Ultimately, when you want to pull out all the stops, you will use every one of these processes at the same time. But whilst you just want to get a certain result quickly and easily, you may just choose and pick and choose each of the techniques or strategies you've come across so far and apply the one that seems the simplest way to get to where you want to go. Now, when you do want to get some powerful results, using the various trance processes or the trance formulas that we covered on CD 11 will really help you. For example, the PCAT formula will help you create personal change in people. The PCAT formula is one which sits very naturally into a normal conversation because the very opening gambit, the problem part, activating the problem someone else, tends to be the very thing that tends to come up in conversations and turn them sour. So you're talking to a friend, for example, and they bring up some kind of bad topic. For example, they may have just lost their job or they didn't get a promotion. That in itself has already activated the problem. They have begun the PCAT formula for you, and now it becomes easy to move from pacing the problem, creating a yes set, to confusion, accessing resources, and transforming it. Remember that another very powerful element here is to create future memories. Put a memory in someone's mind about something that's going to happen in the future, and their unconscious mind gets formatted. It creates the ruts, the runnels in which their attention, their energy will flow into the future. You've also covered the post-hypnotic suggestions, and this is the time to really start pulling them out and practicing them as part of your general trance processes. Begin to use trance as a way of inducing post-hypnotic suggestions in people so that behaviors change over time as well. You have the post-hypnotic suggestion protocol on CD 11 so that you can use the trance, induce a behavior, have some amnesia, and then add trance and some self-esteem suggestions again so that you have a nicely tightly wound package in order to create behaviors and elicit those from other people. Finally, you also have the Camilla formula. The post-hypnotic suggestion protocol sits most naturally within the Camilla formula for creating behaviors and motivating change in someone. How do you use the Camilla formula? You're able to captivate someone's attention. You outflank their thinking, their critical factor. You then activate some kind of mood that you require for the behavior that you want. You intensify that mood and you link it to the specific action that you want. Finally, you must release that action. You must release that action in a way that they can actually cope. So you have to have a simple action, a small step they can take in the direction that you want them to go in. Now this final step is so important because you actually get to check how far you've come with conversational hypnosis. By now you're ready for some very black and white thinking. In other words, is your conversational hypnosis succeeding? Does it create the specific behavior that you want? Or is it not? It doesn't mean that you're not necessarily good at the conversational processes themselves, but if you're not creating a specific behavior that you want, or you haven't helped someone make a specific change inside themselves to overcome some problem or find a solution, then you'll know without a doubt that you have some more work to do to polish these formulas. Now this is a process that you can spend the rest of your life continuing to refine, hone, and fine-tune. And the more you do it, the more you'll build a reputation of being a master of Jedi mind tricks, because no one else will quite understand how you can create changes in people, how you can motivate behaviors so simply and so easily. And as soon as you can incorporate these trance processes fluidly into a normal conversational induction or conversational hypnosis interaction, you're ready to move on to the final step of mastery.